What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Look, we want to make a movie.
Paramount is going to come crashing down. We need hits.
I got no cast.
No Pacino.
Brando.
He's a nutcase.
Can one thing go right with this picture?
This movie makes my people look like animals. And that ain't gonna happen.
I'm not running.
The playoffs are here, and you can get into action right now with DraftKings Sportsbook, who is back with another fire offer.
This week, new customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly. You win no matter what.
All DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also bet during the first round with the same game parlays. You know we're offering up our picks each week, so stay tuned this week to see who we're riding with.
For those interested in daily fantasy sports contests, DraftKings has huge cash prizes up for grabs throughout the playoffs.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code SMOKE. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win that game during the playoffs and get $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code SMOKE at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Definitely not having Simmons for Brooklyn also is a big problem. This guy just don't want to play. Man, you still sitting on the sidelines probably worrying about some lawsuit.
Cool in the Jimi Hendrix sunglasses, chilling in the SpongeBob-ish type outfit. I mean, come on, man.
What's up, world? Welcome to this episode of What's Burning. Shout out my brother Matt, he ain't here right now, but I got the big diplomat, my other brother, Jelani McCoy, J-Mac in, filling in for my brother. So let's get right to it, my boy. Status check, NBA playoff latest. Celtics and Nets. I can't really be mad for the simple fact that they're definitely outplaying Brooklyn and they're being outcoached. Tatum has taken the challenge to guard KD and to step up on both ends. He's definitely looking like the better player in this series. I can't hate on that. The Celtics are the way more physical team. I can't hate on that. But what I can hate on is Steve Nash. He is doing a terrible job coaching. You want to throw Blake in there the last minutes of the game and see how quick he turns it around and start getting a different feel? You got Blake and LaMarcus Aldridge on the sideline. I don't care if they old or not. They have the experience. They physical. And they know how to play in these type of games. So he's definitely a get-out coach, but I give all the credit to the young guys in Boston and the head coach. They're doing a great job.
Absolutely. I think at some point in time, we got to start talking about Coach Nash. You know, very beloved as a player, but right now, he's on the sideline, making a couple of questionable decisions. Like, to your point, I think that between LaMarcus and Blake, they could have squeezed out of 15, 20 minutes out of the power forward center position, regardless of what the points or rebound position look like. But another point you spoke to is this: is it about time we start looking at the Celtics as the formula for winning? You know, we, like you said, we can't be mad at it. They won through the draft. Danny Ainge won through the draft. Obviously, Brad Stevens went to the front office and took over the driver's seat. But they won through the draft. They didn't do it through free agency. You got to take your hat off to what they're getting down. Best defense in the league. They got an identity on offense now, as opposed to two talented ISO players just trying to outdo each other. You know, as much as it pains me and you to you know, give this to E and Nasty Nate, it might be time that we, you know, give them at least a hat tip out there in Boston, even though it pains me to say that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just what it is, bro. They got the defensive player of the year. They just a better team, and they showing it right now. And yep, we take our hats off to them. Next team, Heat and Hawks. Heat up 3-1. They came in Atlanta and got one. Jimmy Butler's been playing great. I knew Miami was going to win this series. Miami is focused on the championship. They weren't focused on getting to the playoffs. They weren't focused on getting out of the first round, the second round, out of West or the Eastern Conference Finals. They weren't about winning the championship. They got the experience. They got the team with Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler on that team. They have the championship experience they need, because both of these guys are all stars. Both of these guys are proven in this league, and they know how to win. Great coach in Spoelstra. It's over for Atlanta next game.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's an appetizer right now. They might be the truffle fries for the Heat to get to their next entree. But I watched a couple positions. I watched a lot of that Heat game, and they're dialed in on defense, man. Their attention to detail, the wing players, the way they're adjusting and funneling people to their principles. Bam Adebayo can obviously switch out on the floor. We've talked about on the show how he's versatile and obviously can protect the rim. Jimmy's out there. They're just bullying. They're bullying Trey. They're bullying the young Hawks. They're not giving them an opportunity to succeed at any level, whether that's bringing the ball up and he's getting passed off to another person, and then by the time he gets to the half court, he has to deal with Jimmy and somebody else. So it's a lot like how you got to play Steph. I feel like Trae Young's going to have to, you know, sit with this one and have a big offseason where he starts addressing issues with his body. Like, remember when Steph came back with a little more cap when he was a little skinny? I think Trae Young's going to have to look at doing something like that, or he's going to end up shooting half-court shots, you know what I mean, the rest of his career.
Yep, and they gave that $100 million. You know, I'm happy he got his money, but that wasn't the Batman. I mean, that wasn't the Robin to being the Batman to Trae Young. You know,
you're
what
not
mean?
A fan of that, Trae. Yeah, you're not a fan of that.
Trae need a wingman, another guy, a bigger player that can make more plays. Next team we'll go to is Sixers and Raptors, man. Toronto was able to squeeze one out game four at home, and B playing hurt, but I see Philadelphia closing this series out. Embiid is just too much right now. Still waiting to see what player James Harden is going to be. Actually, Maxey has been the second best player in this series behind Embiid. He's been playing well. Even Tobias Harris has been playing well. Like I said, Toronto showed a little signs. Any team can get one at home because of the crowd and the field. But Philadelphia is going to end this thing next game.
Yeah, Doc Rivers is back in that 3-1 situation. I hope that, you know, they don't give any more weight to that. But like you said, Embiid is just too much. Even a halfway interest to James or out of shape or whatever is going on with James is too much for the Raptors to deal with. You got one at home. Like you said, everybody's excited in the six. You know, there's the exchange between Champagne and Joel after the game. But at the end of the day, I think that's going to be the highlight of this series. No disrespect.
Facts. Next in the East, last one, we'll go with Bucks and Bulls, man. The Bucks up 3-1. Chicago was feeling good. They got that one win in, man. Mm-hmm. Thought they was going to do something. But once again, the Greek Freak, the most dominant player since Shaq, he got it on his mind. He can take over games. And from the first round and second round, he definitely can do that, as great as he is. Great coaching with Bud. Bud is a great coach. They pay attention to detail. I've been coached by Bud, and I've seen the scouting reports that he prepared before games. And you know everything the team like to do, which way they like to go, every move they like to make. You know everything that you need to know to guard somebody. And Bud is one of the best at that. you know, Milwaukee's definitely closed the series out too at home.
Yep. Nothing else to say there. It was good they didn't get embarrassed at the sweep. I know Bud, you know, Darvin Ham was over there. I believe Darvin Ham still is longtime assistant. Shout out D-Ham, my dog. But like you said, too much attention to detail, too much playoff experience, too much Greek freak. Grayson Allen is playing a role in these playoffs, ironically. You know what I mean? For how much humdrum there is about him, he's carved out a nice niche in the absence of P.J. Tucker. It's not P.J. Tucker, but it's Grayson Allen's version of what that role should be. Giving him a little bit more offense. I think it's going to play out well in the playoffs. So that series is over. I just hope Zach and DeMar can rest up, you know what I mean, in the offseason to make another run. Caruso getting hit. We'll talk about injuries later. I think the Chicago has just been through too much. And, yeah, that series is over.
One more thing before we leave the East. You know, we recording this on the Monday, bro, but, hey, check this out. The Celtics could be 4-0 when this come out. They could be sweep them boys, and Philadelphia could be done with Toronto, too. What you think about that?
Facts. I mean, like, it could, like, by the time, you know, like, by exactly what you said, by the time this comes out, that broom could be out. The Swifter, the broom, the little eye robot, whatever, you know, goes across the floor these days to get people up out of here and get the, you know, people in the trash can, but they could be on the beach somewhere in just a couple of hours here.
Moving on to the West Coast, we got the Warriors Nuggets, man. The Warriors team is finally healthy. The team we want to see, they playing like it. They're up 3-1 against the Nuggets. Going home, I definitely see it. Steph and Klay having a big game, finishing this thing out. Jokic has been great, but he's just not enough. I think Draymond Green is showing why he's so important to that team, being able to make these big plays and defend Jokic, especially in the pivotal moments of the game, last 2 minutes of the game, he manning up and guarding him one-on-one. I think that's big for this team, but they're showing a lot of signs of the championship team that we've seen in the past. And I'm happy to see them back. I'm happy to see them all healthy, winning, and feeling good about themselves because the league needed. I know I'm a Warrior for life as being an alumni, but it's going to be a tough game for them to close out because I know Jokic and Denver is not going to go easy.
Yeah, they got a motivated MVP candidate that doesn't want to go out on his home court. I agree with you completely about the Warriors. It's good to see Draymond turn back up. It's good to see the full contingent out there on the court. Draymond, Steph, Klay being available. Obviously, Poole has done a great job and put himself into, but they got a lot. Kuminga, those young players, they got a lot of experience while Steph was out, while Dre is out. They're able to keep themselves focused, and when they get an opportunity in the game and big games during playoffs, shout out to those young kids. They're having their moments. So I can't imagine that being a bad thing for the Warriors moving forward. The Nuggets, they don't have their full complements that they usually work with. But like you said, Jokic is the MVP. He might be able to pull another one out on home, depending on what's going on the Warriors situation. But the Warriors should take care of business, not in the near future.
We're going to go on to the Suns and Pelicans. This is a surprise series for a lot of people because of the injury to Devin Booker, and it's showing how important he is to this team. But I got to give props to Willie Green and the Pelicans because regardless who's on the court, these guys are coming prepared. They're competing. They're a young team, a real young team, and a lot of these guys, it's their first time experiencing the playoffs. So to be without Zion, a new team, a young coach, and to be able to compete with the best team in the league, to be 2-2 regardless who's on the court right now. They still have Chris Paul. Kudos to them, man. Shouts out to them, man, for being ready to play and stepping up to the moment. I don't know how long Booker's going to be out, but they definitely need him, as you see. But if if he don't come back in this series, it's going to be hard for Phoenix to get out of this one.
It's going to be a problem, El Cinco. You already know that. That matchup with Valachunas and Jackson Hayes, them at the 4 and 5, I feel like is a lot for them to deal with right now. Willie Green has, you know, done a great job with the lineups and getting the matchups that he thinks that he need. Obviously, Devin Booker not being there, there's a big hole. Crowder didn't have a great start to the playoffs. I think he finally hit his first three last game. He's been able to do some things defensively well, like that he normally does. But I think they got a problem. You know, what's going to be the issue is Alvarado. The Alvarado CP3 thing is a thing for this series.
Yes.
You know how every series has a backstory. He is getting on CP3's last nerves. You know what I mean? I just love everything about him. He was the ACC player, the defensive player of the year. I love the hair and the bun and the New York. He's just not fearful, like you said. he fits with that young team. He's not fearful. He got him with the jive ass thing he does when he pokes the ball from behind you. CP3 didn't think he was going to be able to get him. He seems to know about the situation. He knows this is a good time to play himself into some money, Jack. Get us some type of identity with the fan base. Be a favorite, you know, a fan favorite. So I just want to keep, I just think we should keep an eye on that situation. And like you said, nobody thought the Pelicans been through a lot from the 12th seed into the play-in, into these moments. I think they're primed and ready for a situation where if a superstar falls out, I think because they're young, they don't know no better. And this could be our first round upset.
Shout out CJ McCullough too for leading these young boys and carrying the team right now. He balling. Grizzlies, T-Wolves, man. I see this one going seven. You look at game one because the stars are showing up in this series. Game one, one of the stars from Minnesota, Anthony Edwards stepped up. He had a big game, 40-point game. Game one, game two, you seen that Ja wasn't going like that. He told everybody stay calm, don't even worry about it. They get to Minnesota. Minnesota get off to a good start, but the star again, Ja shows up again and carries his team to a comeback win in Minnesota. Game four, the other star in Minnesota, Cat, was like, nah, it ain't going down.
That's the pulse of that team. He's done it.
So the stars are showing up in this series. I see it going seven, but it's a good series to watch.
This has been one of my favorite series to watch, the maturation of Cat during this playoff series because he could have easily laid an egg. He didn't have the best start. The way, like you said, the stars are showing up and providing moments, not wanting to relinquish any type of advantage. I think this is up there with one of the better series that we've seen this postseason. We obviously know Ja's going to step to the table. He's probably going to have some signature moments by the end of this playoff series, at the end of this playoff season. But like Desmond Bane, didn't he go like two straight games hitting seven threes or something like that during the season? So again, Stack, you played in the playoffs. We both played in the league. There are times in the playoffs where you can play yourself into a bag from one playoff series. Playing in a pressurized situation, we know a lot of guys even not as talented as guys in contract situations, but the fact that they came through in those playoff series for fan bases and became fan favorites, they were able to play that to a multi-year contract, you know what I mean, for a little bit of stability. So I think that's an opportunity for a guy on Memphis or the Wolves team. There's a couple players that are in those situations. So that should be, you know, there should be an asterisk next to that series because it's been a good one and it should continue to be.
Yeah, definitely going to be a good one. I'm tuned into that one.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final playoff series in the Western Conference, the Jazz and Mavs. Hey, man, I'm just going to start it with saying bye. I'm upset with J. Kidd. Let me tell you why I'm upset with J. Kidd. You go up in the series 2-1. You win the first game in Utah. Brunson is balling. He is carrying his team. Luka is still injured, but Luka getting a chance to rest. And you bring Luka back game 4, and y'all end up having the letdown because Brunson had to take the seat back to Luka. You got to ride that wave. You got to let Brunson continue to roll and give Luka another game to rest. And then that, just in case he could have rested, y'all could have sealed it at home. But yeah. They made a bad decision with bringing Luka back that game. They should have let Brunson rock out. But shout out to Bogdanović. He is really taking the challenge to guard Luka. He picking him up full court, getting steals, getting push-offs on Luka. Luka's still killing him, but he taking the challenge. And they playing well. Donovan Mitchell and the big fella played well to seal that game the other day. But I think if the Mavericks would have let Brunson rock again on the road just to see, because they was rolling without Luka and gave Luka an extra day to rest, I think they'll be going home 3-1 instead of 2-2.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, if Luka is probably putting a lot of pressure on J. Kidd, if J. Kidd don't want to lose no playoff game in his first stint, if there's if Luka is some type of Luka is available, I get it. That's a 50-50. But to your point, Jalen Brunson has been balling, you know what I mean? And he has the pulse of that team. He's done a great job in Luka's absence. He kind of done a great job under the tutelage of J. Kidd. But, you know, I could easily understand J. Kidd being sweating about getting Luka back into the lineup, because I'm pretty sure it was coming from on high. Luka, he probably was second guessing, like, if I'm going to go out, I might as well go out, you know, with Luka. But there is some validity to your point about, you know, protecting your superstar and the fact that Brunson was playing so well.
Let's talk about injuries, man, how important injuries are to the playoffs. I always talk about when we won the championship in 03, we ran to Dallas in the Western Conference Finals, and Dirk got hurt. That was a big load off us. You know, we ended up winning 4-2, but I know everybody and their mama know it would have been a different series if Dirk would have been there, right? I'm not saying they would have won, but you know what I'm saying? It might not have been 4-2. We probably would have been 7 games. But having Embiid out, having Steph out, having Simmons out, having Booker out, and having Middleton out, that is all stars. That is all key players to teams, you know. And I really think that Phoenix is going to feel it the most. You know, not having Booker, his scoring, his leadership on the team, they don't even close to have another player that can go out there and get buckets like he can. And as you see in this series, it's taking a lot of pressure off New Orleans on defense, because they don't have to worry about their problem coming down and getting 30 to 40 every night. right? They can really focus on Chris Paul and his playmaking and try to see what other guys are ready to step up and beat you. And they don't have guys that's ready to do that right now. But so for me, you know, definitely not having Simmons for Brooklyn also is a big problem. But with me, it's not the same as Embiid and Booker and Middleton. It's not the same. This guy just don't want to play. I mean, you want to show videos of dunking, but you can't. Why you can't do that in the game? I just don't get that. Your team is at the point where the season's about to be ended by Boston, and man, you still sitting on the sidelines, probably worrying about some lawsuit you got to get some money, or I don't know what's going on. But
yeah.
I would not want to be his teammate right now because I know I'd be speaking my mind to him, and I'm pretty sure he wouldn't like it.
Man, it's tough. It's tough to not have an opinion on how things are going if we're in the locker room together. If we're on the team together, it's like, I'm trying to hold you down. It's like, I mean, come on, man. I'm not asking that you come out here and, you know, give me a double-double, but if you can come out here and play 15 minutes, help out on the defense, some of the defensive responsibilities, some of the ball handling. We already talked about injuries and nobody's healthy and how we both played through injuries. You played a lot more minutes, heavy with a lot more responsibilities than I have, but it can be done. These are the moments that the playoffs are about. Embiid is doing it with a hand. That means everything. So, although Steph is out on the court, we still know that he's not at 100%. Booker, Middleton, Zion, for Pete's sakes. You know what I mean? We can't even get you. Zion is trying to get on the court, going between the legs, letting people know he wants to rock. You know what I mean? Sitting on the sideline, thirsty. I just don't see the thirstiness. And Ben Simmons on the sideline, cool in the Jimi Hendrix sunglasses, chilling. And the SpongeBob-ish types outfit, it's not enough urgency for me considering what that team has already been through for the coaches and the front office people that have put their jobs on the line to put the young Memphis team in the room. Just a little bit of appreciation and activity, I feel like would have went a long way as far as the Ben Simmons saga goes. But again, to your great point, injuries have always been a part of the game, especially in the playoffs. But you know what I mean? As far as it goes with Ben, we would like to see him at least try. I don't even care if there's video of him trying and then his back hurts and they pull him out. At least that does help us in the locker room and the sideline with the fellas. I don't know what their plans are off season. If he's going to be there, like he's still going to have some type of buy-in with the guys. So injuries are a part. I think they're going to play a bigger part in this playoffs. We don't know if anybody else is going to get hurt moving forward. So, like, you had another great point about CP3 having to make an adjustment because he usually chills to the fourth quarter. And then he starts turning on his offense. But right now, he doesn't have D-Book to take over that first, second, and third quarter. And he's going to be hella stressed out by the time he gets to the fourth and he's playing against Alvarado. So, injuries are going to be a major factor moving forward.
And the close, Middleton. Milwaukee, we got to watch that because Middleton is definitely their closer. And they need him in those closing moments because Greek can only do so much as playmaking. So we need to watch that as well.
Good call.
On the Radar, presented to you by DraftKings. Injuries and storylines shape up the latest odds for conference winners. The conference winners for the Eastern Conference. They have Boston plus 135, Miami plus 300, Milwaukee plus 350, and Philly plus 390. Which one of them odds are you taking, J-Mac?
Ooh, after I seen what I seen from Miami, man, in the last, if it can carry over, like I always try to take a chance. I know it's easy to say Boston and Milwaukee and a couple of the safe players, but I always take a chance with some of my picks. So I'm going to roll with those Miami odds.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miami too on that one. I like the way the way it's shaping out right now, they'll be matching up with Boston. I like the way they match up with Boston. Not sure if they can beat Boston. But I like the matchup. I know they're a physical team, and they're going to meet their physicality, right?
Absolutely. And the collaboration in Miami between Spo and Karan, shout out Tough Juice and UD over there. They seem to have like an open form of discussion before even Spo gets to the bench. And, you know what that means in a locker room like that, especially in a playoff room. That means everything. So they just seem dialed in. Too much attention to detail like we spoke earlier and too much Spo.
Yeah, those player voices definitely matter. Let's go to the Western Conference. They got Golden State plus 130, Phoenix plus 220, Memphis plus 500, and Dallas plus 1,000. How you going there?
Golden State. I'm gonna take that Golden State. Phoenix was the sexy pick at first, you know, but until injuries happen,
And, you know, the Western Conference is interesting because you got Luka's injury. You got the young Memphis team. You got Devin Booker's injury. You got Steph coming back from injury. So the Western Conference is really a lot really predicated on health, but I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors. I like what I've seen. I think that Denver's going to push them just enough in this first round to get them geared up for the next round.
Yeah, Memphis and Dallas, they're not ready yet. They're young team. Yeah. They don't have the team they need to pull this off. Phoenix, no Booker, no go. Golden State, Golden State healthy right now. They looking good. They've been there. That's a smart bet with me going with Golden State.
Absolutely.
Let's go again. One more.
One more?
One more in there?
Oh, man. All right, little bro.
So we had a chance to have my brother, the real McDonald's game MVP, Shaheen Holloway, the new coach of Seton Hall. We had him on the show. It's a great show. He told us a lot of stuff about how he was feeling and his journey to being where he at now, the head coach of Seton Hall. Check this tease out.
You as the head coach, former head coach of St. Pete, made a historical NCAA run this past March, being able to build them up. Not only into a Cinderella story, but just a well-disciplined team that played hard, had a lot of heart. What was that? Talk to us about that process and how that happened.
You know, it was at first it was tough, right? Anytime you go from a high major to a low major, right? Things that you're not used to, you know, as far as budget and how you travel and, you know, having a shrimp coach and things like that. So I had to work through all that stuff. But at the end of the day, to be honest with you, Matt, we just got dudes that won the ball, right? Just dudes that was hungry, had a chip on his shoulder, that was under-recruited. People didn't believe in him. I brought him in. You know, I like tough guys. I played a certain way, so I want guys to fit my personality, right? So when I was going through the process of recruiting guys, I wanted guys like that. Guys that, you know, just hungry and just got something to prove that want to, you know, eat your food, you feel me? Mm. And that's kind of the guys I brought in.
But how hard was it and what did you tell your guys when you decided to take the Seton Hall head spot?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Matt. It was easy, right? Not say easy in this point. The guys made it easy for me, right? I went in the locker room, and we was in there for 3 hours, bro, just chopping it up, kicking it. And their guys were like, Coach, you got to go. You know, that's home. You work your butt off for this opportunity. Like, that's something that we would do if we had the opportunity.
Right.
So when they told me that, you know, it made it easy for me.
That's beautiful. Looking back on the journey, on the experience, what particularly stood out to you about this tournament run?
You know what? Just right for these guys, you know, and obviously I'm sitting here talking to you guys. I'm blessed to be here, but it wasn't for those guys. I wouldn't be here today talking to you guys, right? So for me, for them, it was like everything, right? You know, you at a mid-major, you know, you work your butt off. You look at this type of stuff on TV growing up. And for them guys to be in that spotlight and perform the way they performed, like, I just was sitting back taking it in. Like, for real. Like, I'm sitting there like, these guys get a chance to build their brand right now, right? I just love the attention for them. And to be honest, you're just playing against the best teams and knocking them off. Real talk.
I feel that. What was it like when you signed your name as the head coach at alma mater?
Right. So, I'm going to be, you know, this is a real show, so you got to be real, right? When I looked at it, I had to make sure it was good because this is home. And when home, you don't want to mess it up, right? You want to go in there and make sure it's the right situation with the right people. And I trust the people that was here at the time, right now. And I can't mess it up. It's too important for me.
Yeah, works. I think I speak for all of us. We're excited to see what kind of culture you build over there.
Next up, the Iverson Classic. I can't wait. Let's talk about this week. Jelani, obviously you've been there. You've been a part of everything I've been doing in Memphis. And it's a blessing to have Showtime CBS on board this year, and also Body Armor coming on as a sponsor as well. I think it's going to be a beautiful thing, a beautiful week. I've been coaching since year one. I'm excited to see what these kids going to bring again this year. But Jelani, start it off. What you looking forward to this week? seeing from these young guys and your experience of the Allen Iverson Classic?
From my experience, the moment we got there, everything has been authentic. You know, shout out to Bobby and Jod. I haven't seen two guys that care so much about a project in a long time. Their passion speaks volumes. The minute I got there, the authenticity, the fact that we're leading an All-American game for Chuck is just baffling to me. And to see your passion about the project and how you pour into the kids, how when you first, you know what I mean, converted, you actually kept going out there, you fasted, you went and prayed, kept that schedule. So just watching everything come to fruition. Obviously, shout out to Showtime and Showtime always reaching back and giving the voices, you know what I mean, to us, the athletes, and trusting us to go out with different projects. With the vision, shout out BD, shout out CBS for, hasn't been a long time, Stack. I want you to, you know, I want to leave some room for you to talk about it, but it hasn't been going on for like 10 or 15 years. It's only been right. A couple of years that a bunch of former players really got the chance, you know, really decided to get together to give, you know, flowers to one of our most revered basketball players. So I'd like to leave the floor to talk to you about how short a window that's been and then how good has it been for, you know, Showtime and former players to get out, you know, get out and prop up on our own.
Yeah, man, 3 to 4 years, man. First I got to start with Bobby and Ja. I think, you know, just the passion of Bobby and him loving Chuck the way and loving AI the way we all love him and want to see AI get his flowers. We as athletes don't really come across too many friends like that want to see us get our flowers, but not just talk about it. Go out by action and doing it the right way. And I think for AI to have this game, the Allen Iverson Classic, right now to be just as big as the McDonald's game, if not bigger, I know one thing it is that's different. We're way more authentic, and we really are part of the culture with this game. It's just a blessing, man. And, you know, like I said, Bobby and Ja, just these two guys are angels to Chuck to be able to have this game. And for me to be a part of from year one, man, just to be able to coach these kids, be around them, and understand and help them understand how important it is that one of ours has a game, how important it is for them to come out there and really put on the show, play their hardest, and behave just as good as they will behave at any other high school classic, you know, like the McDonald's game and anything else. And we are providing more. You know, we have NBA players everywhere, a part of it, coaching. We have the best coaches. Like you said, Showtime, CBS, name another game that's affiliated with Showtime, CBS. So, like I said, shout out to Bobby too, man. I think it's just everything is coming together for a reason, man. And I think the reason why it's happening because you're putting a group of genuine men together to come up with great ideas and all love Chuck the same, but all understand the business side of it, and we're making it work. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody involved, man. I think you know, E, Ray, everybody, Nate, everybody involved with what we're doing down there and being involved with this Allen Iverson Classic. It's a movie, man, and I get emotional, but I'm just happy that I'm being a part of something that Iverson deserves.
No, I'm big time Eddie Murphy coming to America. I'm very happy to be here. Vibes when it comes to the Iverson Classic and being a part of the Showtime team and the footprint team. So yeah, shout out to the team and everybody in town. Shout out to Bobby and Jai, and I can't wait to see you in Memphis in a couple of days, brother. Closing thoughts. Stack, you've obviously been very vocal on the IG the last couple of days, the last couple of weeks, well, the last of your whole IG lifetime. But this last post in particular, you spoke on creators in our stories, whether that be athletes, black creators, and you know, people that look like us. You know, if you follow Stack 5 on Instagram, you'll be very familiar for the post. With the post, but I'd like to give this, give you a little time to expand on your post. I think feel that there was a little more that you wanted to say than you left a little meat on the bone, you know, as opposed to your IG post. So I'm going to just give you the floor to expand on what exactly you meant by that post.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's at a point now where we can't be using other people for examples. I mean, using other people as excuses for our success, or other people as excuses for telling our stories wrong. Mm. We have so many shows now. We have so many avenues and platforms, like we have with All the Smoke, award-winning shows like ours, and other platforms that we control our own narrative. And it seems anytime we have some type of issue or go through something in life where it blows up in the media and it's just an instant hit when people talk about it, it's drama. When it's time for us to really air things out and really clear the story out and tell the truth, we always go to places where these are the same people that was demeaning you the whole time, right? So, and then you run to them to tell you run to them to tell your story, and really they're not laughing. They're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you. And we put ourselves in these predicaments so many times where our story's been getting told by other people, and after it's all over the media, all over the tabloids. Oh, I didn't say that. Or why they twisted it like that? They didn't ask me that way. You know, so it just sucks that we still trying to use other people for excuses when we work so hard to be in the position we are now to be able to have podcasts, to be able to have shows that we control our own narrative, to tell our own stories and tell them the right way. I appreciate all the athletes and guests that's been on our show because that's what they trust us to do. They come there and want to catch that vibe that we bring, but also expect us to touch on some real topics and to open up to them the same way they open up to us, but they know they're guarded at the same time. We're not trying to demean anyone. And a lot of rappers are using the $1 million a game with Gillian Wallow as their platform to tell their stories because they know it's going to be told right. It ain't going to be watered down and people are going to be able to hear it clear. We have to take advantage of each other and support each other and be proud of each other, but being in a position that for a long time we couldn't be in, right? So we got to take advantage of these opportunities.
The doors are open. If we don't get it together and rally up like so many other communities, and like we always talk about in our community about rallying together and putting the play together and making it beneficial for everybody. One thing that I love about working for Showtime, and honestly why I feel so honored to be working with you and Matt, is that the time, nobody knows the time and effort you guys put into this. And even before I came on, there was a grace period where you had to make sure you sweat me about being, you know, technique, making sure I got everything, studying everything. Shout out to E, who, you know what I mean, who I studied underneath. So the authenticity cannot be duplicated. It's not fake. Nothing about this show is fake. I think we always have a responsibility, even in the edits when I'm on the post side, about making sure we're painting everybody with enough love and light as you and Matt do on the show. So, and I know everybody on the team takes that very seriously, whether it's the cameraman, the audio guy. It's just like, it really feels like almost like an NBA environment where, you know, somebody's coming from the front office and, you know, somebody's helping you with this and that. Like, I take my job very seriously. You know what I mean? I'm very proud to wear all the Smoke merchandise. I take, you know, my relationship with you and Matt seriously. You know, obviously we knew each other for a long time, but it's continuing to evolve in this space. And I couldn't wholeheartedly agree with you about taking advantage, about using us to tell our stories, and then we don't have an excuse to blame somebody else.
Yeah, and I gotta go back and give that shout out to Showtime. You know, this one thing I love about the partnership, they let us control our own environment. Like, one thing about once you meet me and Matt, you'll understand that we open to everybody. You know, love for all who have love for all. We stand on that. You know what I mean? And we want to see everybody win. So if we can create that type of environment, you know, where all races working together, getting the job done, everybody feeling good, enjoying their work environment. If we can create this environment in such a short time, there's so many other people that's willing to create that environment, but don't have the opportunity, right? So if you see people with that opportunity, continue to support them. And if you know they painting the narrative the right way and doing the right thing and not trying to demean any race or any culture, you got to support them because that's the type of shows we need on TV. And that's the people that need to be controlling the narrative.
What he said. What's Burning? Available every week on at Showtime YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.